Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy Biz, COVID-19 2021 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Yes, back. Kevin Pollock, what's up? Yes, I am. Thank you. You surprisingly aggressive beast. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we, in no particular order, say hey to Craig Kakowski. Kakao, why have you refused to devote yourself to the wickedly sexy world of golf?
Of golf?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's an elitist sport.
Right.
It costs a lot of money and it takes a lot of time.
Those are the three answers that we were looking for. Yeah. Thank you. Pencils down. No more calls. We have a winner. And now Gary Anthony Williams.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, right?
Give it to me, Pollock. Give it to me.
Did you ever have the mumps as a kid? And if not, what the hell?
Did I have the mumps.
Yeah.
I have a huge family. You know, there's six sisters, two brothers, and we were all mumped up. We were mumped. We were measled.
Yeah.
Infantigo.
Ooh, infantigo. Sweet infantigo.
You name any kind of disease, and brother, we had it.
You can pass it around.
Yeah. And now I can't get anything. I can lick any hand, any knob of anything. I can't get anything anymore.
Yeah, raised with asbestos. Hey, there's Atul Singh, grade A. If taught the proper skills, do you think you could work on a super yacht?
Yes, yes, definitely. I think I could be what they call a bosun. I'd be outside. I don't want to do the serving, but I'll pull up the anchor. It looks like there's a button to do that. I'll help out, put the toys out, the slide, yep. Blow up the slide.
Get it well, big. That's a deckhand, or as some like to say, deacon, bro.
Deacon, bro.
But bosun is in charge of all the deckhands. It's interesting you chose the leadership role.
Managerial positions, yep.
I see. Okay. What the hell? It's James Heaney. Jim Janis, given the opportunity, which European city would you visit and why?
I guess I would visit Vatican City. I feel like I'd get, is that the way it goes?
I mean,
like,
you could have said Rome, but we're looking for Rome.
You said which city, and that's the first city that came to mind to make sure that I got
country.
That one.
It's actually its own country.
Yeah. No, is it really?
They have their own currency.
Yeah, it's a city. Okay. It's a city country.
Do they have their own zip code? They must have their own zip code.
Well, I guess it's not too much trouble, I'll make it Rome then. And then as long as I can also get the Vatican City out of that.
Yes. Okay. All that was the correct answer. Thank you. And last, but you can see yourself out if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Ticklebutt, where are you Russian?
Well, first off, I'm American. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'll say that to the day I die. All right. USA. And I know a lot of people are thinking USA under 23 didn't make it into the Olympics. I'm worried just like you, but I'm also excited for that Disney movie that's going to come out in the next 4 years when they rally the youths. Mm-hmm. When we go out there and we just dominate on the world stage. We're going to do it. We're going to do it.
Well, let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions gathered, of course, from your listener emails or from our patron VIPs to become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content like video of Joey's face. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion by email, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. I miss tried to beat you to it. Scene one comes from patron VIP Craig Nichols, who wrote, "It is so hard to come up with original ideas. I think I might have one, though. A friendly game of Would You Rather gets out of hand. Thanks for being awesome, Craig." Okay, who's next? Who's next?
I got some more Chardonnay back here. Does anybody want some? Or?
Chardonnay Cindy.
Yes, yes, more Chardonnay. Mm.
Yeah. There's also some cheese and some meat. Does anybody want me to bring that over?
Yes, bring it all. Meat, cheese, nuts.
Cindy, bring it all, please. Thank you. Okay, who's next?
I don't know if we should keep playing with the amount that we've been drinking. I just feel like...
What's going to happen?
I don't know. Cindy's off of her rocker right now. I don't know that she really is in a position to be playing Would You Rather.
She had a lot of coffee.
Patricia, are you a party pooper at your house as well?
Oh, no.
Don't poop your own party, Patty. Don't poop your own party, Patty.
Listen, I just feel bad. I think that she's probably a little more intoxicated than she realizes. Hey, maybe after Patty, some meat and cheese.
Patty, I'm here to play some Would You Rather. We playing or am I going home? I'll take my ass home if we ain't playing.
No,
I'm just worried about her, okay? So let's just toss her some softballs, okay? Just a couple until she gets some meat in her system, some cheese in her system.
Raquel, don't leave.
Do you want some white wine?
Can I have a glass of water? People are drinking water.
Oh, come on, Patty, you pooper.
Okay, here's the next scenario.
I think it's my turn.
Oh, okay. Gwendolyn, would you rather remove all the wine from Cindy's home?
Never.
Or put your head inside of a lion's mouth for 34 seconds.
34 seconds. Done. If this house is dry at any point, I'd rather be dead.
Okay. Let me just write that down. I have to write all the answers down. That's a second.
Put your head inside of a lion's mouth for 34 seconds? There's no way it would stay open that long.
Well, you're prying it.
Tragedy struck last night at a local home when a young lady, Gwendolyn McAfee, was beheaded by a lion. When asked why, Gwendolyn had no answer. She'd been beheaded by a lion.
Sir, we've asked you several times to please let the family grieve. Can you please not do this at the funeral, sir? Please.
I wish I couldn't, but I kind of gotta. Film at 11, audio at 11:15.
What? You're going to film first in the Sir, please, can you just give the family some space? You've been harassing them. You've been following these people. You've been just talking about the tragedy. They just need their time, please.
As soon as I talked to Gwendolyn's younger sister, Madeline, you were there at Cindy and Patricia's place when Gwendolyn stuck her head in the lion. Was there a lot of flailing or a little flailing?
First of all, it's supposed to be a game of hypotheticals. We didn't expect that she would bring an actual lion.
Well, the unexpected happened here. Film at 11. Audio, 11:15. Mark Bunsen, see you then.
Are you live blogging?
Yeah, I was live and I just let the audience know. I'm no longer live. But by the way, I feel very bad for your family. I wish I weren't here doing this. Gwendolyn was a wonderful person and her body looks great, by the way. Her body still looks amazing.
She was in good shape. Yeah, she did a lot of Pilates.
I sure wish I had seen her head before.
I mean, we can do an open casket. It's just going to be a little weird. I don't know if you want me to do a sew job or staple it up, but I mean, I can get it done. So, you know, based on the family's wishes, you know, we don't have to, but, you know, I can get it done. Quick turnaround, too. I can show that bad boy on
this. I'm thinking maybe we just have the bottom half of the casket open and just keep the top half closed. Is that unheard of?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Why did my granddaughter have to go this way? She was warned several times, Mr. Funeral Director. My father and my mother both went with their head inside of large cats. And I warned her, don't play the game. But she played the game.
What if we put like a bouquet of roses where the head would normally be? Would that be nice?
Just jam it in there? Yeah.
You got a beautiful body, no offense, and then a beautiful, you know, I'm talking about 30, 40 roses, whatever color you'd like.
Hey, I got a delivery here. I got a party sub for funeral director.
Oh, yeah. Right here. Oh, yeah.
Chad, funeral director.
I know we ordered three sections here. We got turkey, meatball, and lasagna.
The lasagna sub is completely separate because
Mr. Funeral Director, forgive me, I am peckish. I have not eaten all day and most of yesterday. Could I have a piece of your sandwich but without the bread? I just want the fixings from the inside.
You want to go inside? You want to open that sandwich up and you just want to eat the insides?
I want you to, but not, I want you to dig it out with your bare funeral directed hands and feed me like a mama bird would feed a baby bird if the mama bird had hands.
I'm fine. I'm gonna do, let's do it quick. Okay. What do you want? The lasagna? You want lasagna? Like, what do you?
I'd recommend the lasagna because for a lot of people, lasagna on a sandwich, it's too much carbs. You know.
Can I take this as an opportunity? And I hope this isn't in bad taste, but I love the game. Could we do this as a? Would you rather be fed lasagna like a bird by the funeral director, or would you rather bits of meat to be dangled above you and you could jump for it almost like a dolphin would at a? SeaWorld type event.
This is Mark Bunsen again here. Tragedy again has struck the exact same family. It appears that three members of the exact same family of Gwendolyn and Madeline, and we still don't, the same way Gwendolyn has no head, we don't have a last name. Three members jumped up for meat and landed in an open grave. That should not have killed them, but somehow it did. We're here with one of the members who were there, Chad, funeral director. Chad, you were there. Oh, you saw the horror and the hope. What can you tell America to bring a little less grief to this situation?
Horror and hope. You said it fantastically. That's exactly how I would have said it as well, but you said it first, so it sounds like it's your idea, but I want to just reiterate that hearing those words, that then became my idea as well.
Let's really make it your idea, Chad, and just switch around to hope and horror then. Let's just make it your own then, if that's all you need to do.
I mean, the hope is that everyone out there is going to see this and not dangle meat from an active, alive wire and then have your friends, family jump up and try to get the meat as a fun little game and then, you know, keep lowering the meat because you do want someone to eat the meat.
Chad, where do we keep the extra tissue boxes? We're out in the front.
We're out in the front. What do you mean we're out in the front?
We're out of tissue boxes in the front.
I just went to Costco. What do you mean we're out?
Where do you put the tissue boxes?
They should be right underneath. There should be, looks like a little drawer. Should be just like.
Welcome to Costco, sir. You seem you were looking for some tissues?
Yeah, you got the 64 or the 72.
Yeah, they're right in front of you. Can you not see the tissues? They're right in front of you, sir.
Well, I'm blind, so I get the joke, but I don't necessarily find it funny.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't realize you were blind.
Well, this is a cane that normally you would see a blind person.
I never looked down, sir. I didn't see your cane. Sorry,
nice, because my eyes that don't work are up here. So.
That's wonderful. Sir, let me just give you the tissues then. I'll put them in your hand. Here you go.
Is that an affectation, the way you're pronouncing tissue, by the way? Just curious.
The way I'm pronouncing what, sir?
Again, my other senses are a bit heightened, so I can't help but overhear one would say.
You're like a bat, huh? Like a blind bat with a
heightened... Sure, that's terrific. Thank you for that visual. Yeah, blind bat. Or blind as a bat. I get it. No, you're hilarious. You work here?
I used to. I just fired my...
Hey, excuse me. You sold me some tissues last week. And,
I'm sorry?
You sold me some tissues last week.
I sold you some tissues, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And I have issues with the tissues.
You have an issue with the tissue? Oh,
no. I do have it. I have several issues with the tissues.
Hold on just one second. Bye, baby. I miss you. I'm sorry I had to say goodbye to my wife. Now, you have an issue with the tissue?
Yes, I went at you. into the tissue, mm-hmm. and the mucus, it didn't hold the mucus.
God bless you. I could kiss you for the issue with the tissue when you went
through. I don't want to kiss you. I want tissues that I don't have issues with.
I wish you would leave, sir. I really wish you would.
Well, I wish you would help me with the tissue.
Just a second.
Yeah, I mean, Costco's great, man. You get a card, you just get in there, you're just like a member. It's great. It's like a private club. You know
member.
What I'm saying?
You get How do you in become there, a member?
Oh, you gotta pay.
Is it like a ceremony or something? Initiation?
Oh, yeah. Let me just pull you aside here for a second.
What's up?
Yeah, there's a ceremony. All right. There's a ceremony. Okay.
And it gets, what are you looking around for? I'm right here in front.
Well, let me just tell you, there's a lot of people who want to bring Costco down. A lot of people inside the government and a lot of people in the private sector. All right.
Oh,
you get what I mean?
One of those. Well, I hear what you're saying.
I'm a Costco member.
Costco members, oh, the ceremony has begun.
Put this robe on. Quick, put this robe on, all right? Now hold this giant tub of chocolate almonds, all right? Now follow me. All right, come on, follow me.
Would you rather have a standard membership at Costco for the low, low price of $45 a month?
Yes.
Or...
No, wait, don't answer.
Wait,
don't
wait
answer,
for the second option.
Wait, let him say with the other or.
He's fine. He's just hopped up on these almonds over here.
He's an outsider. He's an outsider.
He's an outsider. Outsider.
Fellas, I'm standing on the inside, so technicality, you're all wrong. What was the second point. Option? And $45 a month as opposed to a year does seem a little pricey.
I told you it was expensive. It's elite.
Oh, 45 a month is too much for you?
No, no.
He pays it. He's a member.
What was the second option?
The second option is to be dangled over coyotes with peanut butter on your testicles.
Holy shit.
This is Mark. Again. Tragedy has struck inside a local Costco where
damn.
A man has paid $45 a month. $45 a month. Now, sir, I told a lot of other members around. I talked to a lot of other members. I have a peanut allergy. I couldn't speak to them.
You cannot be inside the store when you're because you don't have a membership. I need you to step.
Are you serious right now?
Please don't use the freedom of press. Please don't say freedom of press.
Freedom?
Oh. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it.
Press.
Okay, you can go inside.
Damn it.
How do you do, sir? Not a scene one. Oh, my goodness. Scene two comes from Kristen, who wrote, I somehow managed to lock myself out of my bank account again. So my scene suggestion is a heist involving several people who, having forgotten the answers to their security questions, are now breaking into the high security vault to access their own money because it's easier than trying to reset their passwords. From Kristen Kelly.
What is the third sport you played in high school?
Fuck. Tennis. Tennis.
That is correct.
Yes.
What is the name of the street that was perpendicular to the street your high school was on?
Willowbrook Drive.
That is correct.
Yeah.
What is the number you like to play in roulette when you've had too many drinks?
Let's see, I'm fucked now because I know the sober number. I don't know the drunk number. Sober number is 32.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
God damn it.
David, did you get our number? Did you get the bank account number today when you talked to the man? David, did you get it? Did you get the bank account number?
No, I didn't get it. I didn't get it, okay? I'm working right now, okay? Can you just give me some space?
Huh? I'd like to give you space, David, but the baby is running out of food.
Oh, my God.
We need to get in our accounts, David.
I know that. What do you think I'm trying to do here, okay? I'm trying to set up a new account. Maybe I can transfer some of the money from my old account into there, okay? I'm trying to work it out, all right?
I'm going to give you exactly 5 days to do this. And I mean exactly from right 3, 2, 1, now.
It's now.
Okay. All right, we're planning a heist in 4 days. Does that work for everyone's schedule?
4 days from now?
Four business days,
because that goes over a weekend.
No, we're going to include the weekend days as a count.
Oh,
thank you, Terry. Yeah, so that's a good question.
That's Tuesday? Tuesday is the heist?
Tuesday is the heist.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good for that. Okay.
Can we just call it Tuesday instead of 4 days from now?
Well, I just wanted to give everyone time. Yes, Tuesday. Good. Phil, good point. Tuesday. Okay. Everyone is... I need it. Everyone just be cool. We're just playing cards, okay? Be cool.
Yep.
Yes, hello.
Hi. Sorry, I'm a little frazzled. I work for Costco. I'm here giving out free samples of cheese. Sorry, the cheese is a little... it's been outside for a little longer than I'm supposed to have, but it's good. It's good cheese.
I'm just playing cards with some friends, so this is going to be great, actually. Do you want to come in? And they'll all try the cheese.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, if I can get rid of all these samples, I get cash from Costco, and then I'll be able...
Hey, guys, this guy brought cheese.
Hey,
wow. Hey. Welcome.
Hi, well, thank you. Yeah, I'm looking.
Are you from Wisconsin?
Originally, yeah. Originally, yeah. I am.
So easy to guess.
Sorry. Continue. I'll get the door. Hello.
Hello. I'm with the local police department, and There's somebody going around posing as a Costco employee. He's a serial killer.
What?
And I just wanted to make sure that he hasn't come to your door.
Yeah, no, he's it inside like right now.
Bing bong,
he's
bing
inside? Bong.
Oh, sorry, that's my second door. Let me go to the back and get it. Come on in, though.
Hello, hi.
Yes.
Are you there yet? Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm with the International Police Department. There's
Interpol?
A local. You can call it what you wish, sir. There's a local. There's a guy parading as a local policeman going around, trying to get other people in trouble. I just wanted
Not
you to
the
know.
Cheese guy? Somebody's pretending to be a policeman?
No, he's pretending to be a local policeman.
Exactly. He's inside right now. Come on in.
No,
oh my
go
God!
Inside, then.
Okay, everybody.
All right, so which one of you guys is the cheese man?
All right, so which one of you guys is the local policeman? Where is he?
Oh, I gotta go. Sorry.
Oh my God, the guy's just having a seizure. Is he all right? Holy shit. Should we do anything? Should we do anything or not? I don't know what to do. I'm just a cheese guy. I work for Costco.
Bing bong. Oh, hold on, guys. Be careful. Help the guy with the seizure.
Oh, fuck.
Yes, hello.
Bonjour, I am Emile Lecoq. I am from Interpol.
Wait, what is your last name?
I am Emile Lecoq from Interpol. Mm-hmm. And I have a selection of international cheeses here for you.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
We're trying to raise money for Interpol.
We have an Interpol office.
We're selling cheeses and sausage this year.
Well, I have to get inside. Why don't you come with me? And that
sure,
way.
Sure.
Clive, look, another one at the goddamn door. I'm telling you, they're doing something at that house. There's something's going on, okay? And it's
Would you just get away from the window then? Is that right?
Fine, you just want me to get away from the goddamn it.
I mean, every day around this time, you're at the window, looking at the neighbors, seeing what everyone's doing.
What do you want me to do, huh? You said don't do anything, just stay at the house. They'll take care of you. And this, I have dreams, Clive. I have dreams.
All right, okay? Tell me your third dream that you want me to know.
I want to have genetically engineered wings on my back and be able to fly. Not all like right. Icarus, okay, not like wax, but like definitely like some kind of like really soft steel. So I'm like really strong, but also like really agile.
Okay.
Technically, it's possible, but ethically, I can't do that.
Oh, come on. Why not?
No, and I mean, clearly, you're good for the money. You know, we have everything lying around here. We could do it, but...
Just do it. Maybe. Just do it.
All right, we'll do it, but we're going to ask you to bring the bird. The wings you want.
We can bring the bird, mate, but we want metal wings, you know, like that falcon fella.
No, that's superhero stuff. You got to go to Marvel for that.
How you doing, David Marvel? I hear you need soft steel wings.
Yes, right. Yeah. Could you fit
came
my
to
wife
the right
them?
Place. Absolutely. All I need to do is get your passwords for your account so that we can make sure that you can pay properly.
Ah, fuck me.
Give me the third sport that either one of you played in high school.
You got this, darling.
Third sport.
I know you did. Not the second. Not the first.
Yes, right. We're not the first. Oh, yeah. Badminton.
All right. I'm entering that into your account. Clickety click, click, click. Give me the street that was adjacent to the street that you went to school on.
You got this, darling. I'm telling you. You know it.
Smoke sock.
Smoke sock. I'm entering that account. Good so far. And finally, you, sir.
Yeah.
Give me the roulette number that you play when you're right between sober and drunk. Right
fuck
between
me.
The two of them.
Fuck me with a wooden spoon. 22.
Clickety click. You in, sir.
Unbelievable. Yes,
total guess. Total guess.
Don't say guess. He's going to think we're faking the account.
I do not give a shit anymore. The money is there.
Oh, great.
I am fully prepared to do a wing operation on you.
Love this guy. What was your name, mate? Right.
I mean, we can do an open casket if you want, but I mean... Whatever this botched surgery was, she did out. I mean, we're going to have to do something. I mean, maybe just the feet, because this guy tore into her back to put those wings in.
Chad, we need more tissues in the front. Do you know where the boxes are?
Yeah, they're in there. All right. If you look, it looks like a desk. Okay. There's drawers. They're in there. Just open the drawers and put them
up. Thank you. Thank you, Chad.
Well, kind of just show her face then, right? Just the face. Just prop her up on a pillar.
I guess. I mean, you want to have a giant pillow and she's standing up?
Well, no, like a body pillow? I would never show her back, which is where the damage is, right? So she should be lying flat and maybe just.
Yeah, but she's got those giant rods sticking out of her back. It's just, I mean, this is one of the most awkward.
I got another party sub for funeral director.
Oh, yeah, right over here, right over here. Okay, so we got a Caesar, right, on one.
Yeah, yeah, this one's a Caesar salad. We got a pho right here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 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 yeah. And the last one should be a pastrami salmon. Is that correct?
Pastrami salmon, yeah.
All right. Is that which one was the pho? In the middle?
Oh, shit. I got them out of order now. I think the one that looks, the one that's like leaking soup, that's, I mean, that you should tell be the pho.
You tell me, because I'm looking at it right now. I see they're all leaking. So which one am I going into? Because I'm not going
to. Oh, well, yeah, they are leaking. They are all leaking.
Chad, I checked the desk. There's no tissues in there.
I just went to Costco. All
ring,
right.
Ring, ring, ring.
Let me get this. Hello.
Hey, this is Daryl from Costco. I realized that I sent you home with some tissues.
Daryl, I asked how you were.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. Did you ask how? Literally nobody's ever asked me that before. I got to tell you, I feel good. I had five vaccines the other day just to make sure that they all work. And I feel excellent. I feel like I could fly without wings.
I'm doing good too.
Oh, was I supposed to return your niceties?
I mean, just, you
know. Hey, Daryl, we all got to use the phone. So if you could hurry up the phone.
You know what? Then you take this call, Markin.
No,
you
Darryl.
Take this call.
Daryl.
I am storming out. You see this? You see the back of my head? That's how you know I'm storming away.
No, Daryl.
Bye.
Daryl, don't leave. Hello? I just need to call my wife.
Daryl, oh my God, you left your work. How are we going to pay for this, huh? How are we going to pay for this? We got all these little goats and all these little pigs. I can't access the bank account.
Look, I know a place where we can go, and it's a house. You can go and they'll ask you questions, and there's a way they can hide and get rid of the pigs up while I think. I cannot think with those pigs.
Don't yell at them, Daryl. Don't yell at the pigs over there. They're our children, Daryl.
My God,
don't
I am on them. Edge. I am on edge. E-D-A-J-E. Edge. Look.
Oh, God.
Look, let me just go to the house. I'm sure that there's a heist going on, I think, in the next day. I overheard it.
I'm going to give you 24 hours to figure this out. 24, and that's it. And then I'm taking the goats and the pigsies.
Okay, so we have technically one more day before the big heist, and I just want to make sure everyone's schedule is still clear.
Hey, I'm Daryl. I'm brand new here. I need to get my account heisted.
Yes. So we're going to be splitting everything five ways now. So I hope everyone's okay with that. So we
are fair.
Yeah. 24 hours. Who brought the pig?
Over here. My wife made me bring it.
Okay.
What was your account question, Daryl, that you didn't know?
Oh, my account question was my mother's maiden name.
You don't know that?
I don't know what maiden means. I'm sure I could figure out what that meant. I'm sure I could figure out what the maiden name was.
Before she was married, yeah.
Oh, it's Millie. Her maiden name was Millie before she was married. Martha Millie.
Okay, you still went in on her heist?
Huh? I
guess I'm...
You've heard the term maiden voyage, right?
I just never knew what it meant.
You didn't know that meant the first voyage?
Mm-mm.
We're getting off track. We need to focus on the vault, everybody.
You've heard of Iron Maiden, right?
I have. I have indeed.
And that didn't cue you off?
It did not. None of that.
Patricia, you're taking us away. All right. Daryl's now a team member.
I'm sorry. All
right. Patricia,
you've heard of Made in America, right?
Yes, I have.
That means America first.
The first America first. Okay.
So your mother's first name.
My mother's first name.
Is
okay.
Ethel.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Now, I have made a PowerPoint about the lasers in the vault.
You have a maiden PowerPoint?
That's your first one?
This is my first part. I use Keynote, but this is my first PowerPoint. So what is this?
Sweet.
Does this slide look good with all the graphics?
You still have Thursday up there. We're doing the heist on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I got to edit. Well, if
and it's cluttered. It's got too much information. I think that maybe less information per slide.
Patricia, do you ever say anything positive?
What? What?
It's just negative, negative, negative.
Everybody's been saying something negative. I can't get a negative jab in once.
I would rather do this heist with that pig than with you.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to First Digital Bank. How can I help you and your pig?
Hey, how are you? First of all, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right. I just got a tattoo removed, and it really hurt. I had two angel wings on my back.
Oh, that is tragic. Hi, I would like to get the money out of my account. My mother's maiden name was Millie.
Okay, what is the account under?
Oh, shit.
Oh. That's scene two. That is scene two, everybody. A longtime patron VIP, Toivo, who wrote, "Dear Kevin and the Comedy Extraordinaires, thank you for keeping up the insanely funny show in these pandemic times." Pandemonic? Yep, that says pandemonic times. "As many others have pointed out already, it's amazing how you guys constantly give the metaphorical finger to the technical challenges of remote recording sessions." Do we? Doug Bame rules. Now, that's true. Any hooters, here's another scene idea. New York mob boss has to tolerate his senile grandfather who has come to visit from Italy. All the best. Capiche, Toivo from Finland. All right. What time's
lasagna? We got some lasagna here. Anybody?
Hey, Bobby. Bobby, can you put a fucking sock in it for 2 seconds? I'm trying to find out what time a grandfather's
I'm just bringing the lasagna over. I'm going to drop it on the table if anybody wants to eat it, all right? That's what I'm doing.
Put the lasagna to the side. You heard what the guy said. Come on.
I didn't move it. I'm going to drop it off. Whoever wants the lasagna can have it. If you don't want the lasagna, just move it to the side. I'm going to keep bringing
food
out. You
know we all want the lasagna. That's never a question if we want the lasagna. It's all about timing over here. Come on.
I told you it takes me 2 hours to make this lasagna. Okay? Bobby. I woke up at 6 a.m. to make this lasagna.
Bobby, you're my sister's boy, and that's the only reason you breathe air. Get this lasagna the fuck off the table.
Oh, my God. That's the reason. You are sick. You know what? You're too violent. You need to have this lasagna and calm down. All right?
Let me talk to him. Hey, Bobby.
Get off of me.
Leave the lasagna. I appreciate what you've done for the family.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. The fuck if I don't? You've kept this family fed for years. I just got to look up to the guy, make him seem like the big guy. But we know you can't drive a car without gas in the tank, right? You keep the family fed. Good job.
Does anybody care? No one cares.
Hey, look at my eyes. Look at my eyes. Don't these look like the eyes of somebody who cares?
Yeah, they look like little hearts. Oh, my God.
Yeah, fuck out of here saying I don't care.
So I've been driving for the family for about 20 years. You're going to be helping me out with other driving duties. Today's going to be kind of your big one. You're going to be picking up the boss's dad from the airport.
Oh, that sounds really good. I'm looking forward to really making a name for myself in the family.
We don't mention
anything.
Listen, you need to be able to get to the airport three different ways. Do you know three different ways?
Well, there's only two entrances.
Not the physical into the physical airport, but the routes to it. You know, so like one.
I could take an extra turn here or there. I just use Google Maps.
Okay, all right. We try not to use Google Maps because that leads a trace. So we don't want that. You have to know it. Do you know it? The map in your head?
I have Waze.
I wasn't being app specific. I'm just saying.
All right, rookie. This is a big deal for us. All right, we got the father of the leader of the Giuliani family coming in from Italy. Okay, and if we can snag him, we're going to have leverage over them. Do you understand this?
I just don't have a very good accent for it. I feel like they're going to know.
Look, let's run through it one more time. All right, you got this.
Okay.
Go from the top.
All right. Okay. I'm I'm pretty new at this. I just got to pick him up at the airport. I want to make a name for myself and the family.
Oh, no, you're dancing a lot. You're dancing with your feet a lot. Why are you doing that? Just stand still and say it. All right? You don't got to dance.
It's just I'm nervous. I don't think. You know what? Maybe we should get somebody else for this job.
Maybe we should get somebody else for the job. This is the job, man.
Okay.
Hey, nice. Where's your accent from? It sounds unique.
I grew up in like the Queens area of New York.
I should have known. I should have known. That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's Elmhurst. Yeah. If I've heard Elmhurst, that's Elmhurst.
Yeah, Elmhurst. Elmhurst, Queens. So what kind of business are we going to be doing after we pick up the boss?
Oh, man. So much stuff. We got illegal medical operations. They do all kinds of freaky surgery.
Oh, yeah?
We got gambling dens. We got digital bank heists. I mean, much.
Damn.
Scusi. Prego.
Sir, this is America. If you're going to get into our country off of that plane, you're going to have to learn to talk America.
Yes. Prego.
Is you looking for something specific?
My son.
Okay, sir. What is your son's name?
What is his name? His maiden name?
That's right, sir. You've heard of Made in America. What's his name?
Antonio. No, Mario. No, Luigi.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you talking about Antonio? No, Mario. No, Luigi?
Yes. He's my son.
I know of Antonio. No, Mario. No, Luigi. Sir.
Okay.
If you are who you think I am, forgive me for confronting you.
It's all right. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Sir. A man of your important stature don't need to go to the bathroom. The bathroom will come to you. Just wait right here.
I think it just did.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that man's peeing on himself. Oh, damn. Look at that.
I'm leaking like a full sandwich.
That's going to leave us stand is what's happening there.
No, I'm supposed to be on this flight, okay? If you check the log, I have a ticket, okay?
We don't have a log, okay? This is not a 1984 ship that's sailing across the ocean, okay? We have a flight manifest. You're on the flight manifest?
Yes, I'm supposed to be in Vatican City today, okay? Today.
What's the reason for your travel?
I'm doing business at Vatican City.
You're doing business in Vatican City. Boy, I've
yes.
heard whoppers in my... and your first name? Maiden name? Excuse me?
Say again?
Your maiden name? Your good name?
Deborah.
You seem like you don't... Okay. Deborah, I need one more piece of information. Need to know your last name and the street you grew up on.
Okay. Lampshade is my last name.
Okay.
And the street I grew up on?
Yes.
Honey toe.
Excuse me. You don't mind if I just ask Deborah one last question, do you?
No, please. You're the manager here. Yeah.
No, you can't spell manager without man. I'm just a man.
I guess.
Deborah, he just asked you one last question. He said, I just have one last question. And then he asked you two and you panicked and you answered both of them. You realize that he was sticking it to you, right?
No, I just thought, he just misspoke. I didn't think that it was...
Put your hands behind your back.
What? What's going on?
Mr. Tumbolini, I guess just to go ahead and get into the back seat. We're going to be taking you to your house and you're going to see your family.
I want to see my son.
Oh, he's really busy making lasagna. And I think if you just get into the back seat, it's going to be a really good trip.
Don't try to do that accent.
No. This is real. I'm from Queens.
It's an insult.
Mr. Giambologna, this is a very real accent. Just get into the back seat.
You're fed.
No.
You're a cop. You're a fed. You're a cop.
No, that can't be. And if I was, I'm sure that the feds and the cops would come and save me right now. Because they'd listening, right?
I know. Yeah,
hey, Mr. Jumbolini Jumbaloni just busted him, guys. Do we go in? Do we move in and help his ass? Or do we just let him burn?
I think we let it play out. I mean, if he's going to get killed, we kind of want to see that.
Right? Yeah, he's a rookie. Would you rather go in and help him? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
Uh-huh. Keep going.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh. Or would you rather help him? Or
okay. Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh. You got our attention.
Right. Would you rather help him or
we're with you?
Uh-huh. Can you hear me? Did everyone hear me on this?
I had to look. I looked away for a moment, but I'm ready to listen again. Go ahead. Uh-huh.
So, would you rather help him or send about 1,600 wild pigs after him?
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I'm reporting live from the funeral home where Steve Lecoq, brother of Emilio Lecoq, has been found dead at a random alley. We're here right here with the bodies right behind us. If you can see it, are you getting the body on the camera?
I got it, man. Just
Jim,
keep talking.
We can see the body. Go ahead.
I'm doing my job. I'm shooting the body. Your job is to talk and tell the people what's going on. I'm doing my job.
They're not going to get the audio for 15 minutes. So why?
Yeah, I haven't even got my audio tape set up yet.
I'm saying I'm the camera. I'm doing my job.
Well, the camera lens looks like it's pointing at me. I just want to make sure it's pointed at the body.
I got one camera lens on you. And then I've configured it so I have another one shooting off to the side.
Okay, I didn't know you were using the bifocal.
Oh, man.
I wish I had my audio rolling. This is good stuff.
That's live pig.
That pig
right
is
there.
Still eating that body. Should we call this in?
No. Keep rolling. We don't call anything in. Freedom of sale.
Press.
Yeah. We can do whatever we want.
And Mr. Jumbolini, your father, there's a situation coming from the airport.
What kind of situation?
Well, he had asked for Sergio, Antonio, Luigi. He asked for you by name. They kind of knew who he was at the airport. It seems like a fed picked him up, and somehow your father was able to feed him to a bunch of pigs right there at the airport in a random alleyway. Alleyway in the airport.
You're telling me my father, who came all the way from Vatican City, is in an alley by the airport?
Well, he's no longer there, so we can't find him anymore. He just somehow unleashed a bunch of pigs on the guy.
Okay,
we can't find
your father. Okay, so you lost my father who traveled for the first time to America.
I needed no pants.
Oh, sir, yeah, well, this is Costco, so just follow me. We actually have a giant table.
I don't have a membership.
You don't have a membership?
No, okay, how much is it?
It's actually really cheap, $45 a month.
Ooh!
give him the other option.
Ooh,
give him
the other option.
Or we can cover your testicles in peanut butter and dangle you and have coyotes nip at your sack.
This is,
sir. Is that peanut butter uncomfortable?
It's all right.
Yep, we could put a little more on there.
Hey, man, do you want me to bring the coyotes in now?
Yep.
Okay.
Cue the coyotes.
Hey, Jeremy, Flam, Tappy, Rip, Scamp, Scrappy, get in here.
We are at the scene of a tragedy where it appears an old pantless man just kicked the shit out of an entire herd of coyotes, dislocating their jaw. Now, I'm here with the veterinarian right now. Going to tell us, sir, exactly, is there anything that can be done to save these coyotes?
It's going to take it's a good question. Thank you for being here. So surprised somebody was here so quickly. It's going to take some genetic modified surgery. We have a doctor that we like to go to.
I'm sorry, hold on. I want to understand everything. Genetic modified surgery. Uh-huh. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's using metals instead of, usually these kind of situations can be handled with other animal parts, but this time these coyotes are badly, badly injured. If we were to have a funeral, we would have to do a closed casket for all of them, but we're not. We're going to save them. We're going to take them to Dr. Marvel. He's amazing.
Tragedy has turned into exhilaration.
Can I just say hi to my mom?
Oh, yeah, please. Go ahead.
Hi, Mom. Thank you.
Yes.
So it's only $10 for all these mixed nuts?
That's right, yeah.
That's a good deal.
It's a great, and can I recommend just going over just around the corner here or in the next aisle? You can get a free sample of those nuts. Let's see if you want to taste them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's so.
Yeah, they taste like nuts.
They taste like nuts, yeah.
Mr. Jambolini Jambaloni, we just got word from your father.
Yeah, what happened?
His, PETA, I guess it is, PETA has him surrounded in a local Costco. He's in there just eating nuts, but apparently did some damage to some wildlife, sir.
Give it to me straight. I don't understand why you're dancing around it.
He dislocated a rabid squad, I guess, of coyotes.
Band. They're called a band of coyotes.
Sir, I'm not an animal man. I'm just a guy with knowledge.
Right.
Look, I know I'm from Italy, but for a dollar, this slice of pizza is a pretty good deal.
Yeah, you're telling me. It's now, a good I don't want to jump on the. But you should try the Costco dogs. They're great.
The Costco dog?
Costco dog?
Costco dog?
Costco dog?
Costco dog?
Costco dog? Can you.
That is so scene three. If ever there was a scene three, that. Was in fact scene three. Oh my goodness gracious. Let's thank all of our alchemists before they pass out from a lack of energy that has been expended in the episode for you and your delightful ears. Let's start with Mr. Gary Anthony Williams.
Oh, hi.
Gary, thank you so much for rejoining the band of coyotes. Tell us when the Netflix show is debuting.
By the way, the Netflix show is on your television right now.
No, it isn't.
10 fantastic episodes of The Crew on literally on your TV.
It is right on now. My TV.
Right now.
Yep.
So watch that.
It's called The Crew. It's on Netflix. There are 10 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting.
Yeah. It's going to make me rich.
That's certainly the plan. Is there any other product or projects or shoes that you'd like folks to know about?
Just follow me at Gary Anthony Williams on the Instagram. I got a bunch of new cartoons coming out, like as Craig would say, a shitload of them.
That is Craig's term.
So yeah, that's it. That's
okay,
it.
Cool.
Other Thanks. Than that, thank you for letting me be here.
Oh man, thank you so much, James Heaney.
Thanks for having me. Don't forget, on Saturday, April 24th, at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, we're going to be doing Austin Sketchfest. Now, I'm sure that there's a ton of great content that you can also catch, but if you want to catch us live, it's 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, April 24th.
That'll be the night before the Oscars, and if you're looking for a diversion away from all the stress and anxiety this year that the Oscars will, of course, be, which movie that you didn't see will win, you want to check us out at the Austin Comedy Festival? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, and I'm sure if you Google it, if they haven't got a nice, easy way to find it, if you Google Austin Sketchfest, well, then we'll talk to them and we'll make sure that they search engine optimization that stuff really soon.
Thanks for that, James. Appreciate the confusion. Craig, do you want to clarify any of that information?
Well, I just realized that Austin Sketchfest competes with the Independent Spirit Awards, so I might be missing that show.
Oh, shit.
Also, the Masters Tournament, April 8th through 11th in Augusta, Georgia. I'll be a slot opened up after Tiger Woods' horrific injury, so I'll be competing in that tournament this year.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so
Congrats.
Please tune in.
Especially after your lack of interest in golf earlier.
Look, it's amazing. It's an elitist sport filled with horrific racism, but... I'm a 32 handicap, and I'm going to do the best I can in this year's match.
We appreciate that. Atul Singh, where will you be?
That weekend, I might be out hanging out, just hanging out.
I heard a rumor that you're joining us
for the Austin Sketchfest. The rumor is actually very true. I'll be there, so I'm very excited because I went to undergrad in Austin. So I feel like a little bit of a homecoming there. That's very nice. But I do want to take golf lessons. That's weird that Craig hates it. I kind of want to get back into it. So if anyone wants to reach out on my socials, Atul time.
Well, I think Joey is the answer to that. Joey Greer, would you help Atul with his golf game?
Oh, totally. Yeah. First thing you want to do is you want to get rid of the clubs. You want to get your hands on the ball, all right? Because you want to understand how the game flows. And I think having that piece of metal in between you and the
Yeah.
It's just not going to help you. You got to be one with it. Uh-huh. It's a lot like, have you ever played soccer?
Uh-huh.
You have?
Yeah.
So you can check out Alchemy This's Instagram, and we're going to have Sketchfest's Sketchfest link there, so you can check that out. So it could be less confusing. But maybe it won't. I don't know. I don't know.
I've got the address. It's atxsketchfest.com.
There it is.
atxsketchfest.com. Thank you for that, James, and thank you all. Let's thank our producer and engineer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm Kevin Pollak, your host, thanking each and every damn one of you so very much for joining us today and every damn time you've given us your ears. And be kind to each other, please. And let's continue to wear a mask for just a little bit longer, please. Thank you. Until next time.
Alchemy this.